Ali Mosley from Sky Racing, good morning.
Good morning, guys. That was an interesting chat.
Got to cover everything. Okay, where are we? Post-impressionist for the William Haggis stable. It looks hard to beat in the Tancred. Off the quick backup, what do you see, or how do you see this race playing out, the Tancred on Saturday?
Yeah, he was super impressive first up in Australia, wasn't he, with Tom Marquand aboard. I think there's still maybe a slight question mark over whether he would definitely run or not. I know that was Easy Paul, who's William Haggis's travelling foreman's thoughts yesterday at track work. I guess it's a pretty easy assignment for him, given that in truth, it's probably not the strongest edition of a Tancred that we've seen. So I'd imagine that he'd be pretty hard to beat there, but it's just whether or not he backs up. He's certainly, though, at 240. Tom Kitten, perhaps one over the odds. I'm actually pretty keen on Military Mission there, 950. Come back in pretty nice order. He resumed over 2,000 in a listed race. Adam Hieronymus behind Serpentine, and then he came out and rattled home well behind Via Sistina, so he's got that form on the back up as well. So I like Military Mission at the odds there at 950, but obviously Post-Impressionist, should he run, I think it'll be very hard to beat. He made our weight for age stayers look a little bit second rate, didn't he?
Yeah, there's some shorties there on Saturday, Al. What about this New Zealand filly, Orchestral, coming out for the Vinery?
Well, what can we say about her? She looks like a star in the making. She travelled over on Tuesday night. I had a chat to her co-trainer, Rob Wellwood, and he said she's absolutely flying. They've got a huge opinion of her. Sky's the limit with her thus far at $1.60. If you want to take that, I wouldn't steer you away, but there's another one. I just heard Maxie having a chat about who he likes there, Kimochi at odds. I am keen on, and she's a filly who I think I tipped that day that we had our big sports breakfast lunch, Our Gold Hope. And she ended up rattling home for second there in the Kembla Grange Classic Group 3 for the fillies. And I know that the team have a huge opinion of her. Yes, she's got to beat some stars, the likes of Zardozi, even Autumn Angel for Peter Moody and Catherine Coleman. But I reckon at $81, let's have a little something on her. Don't miss her, Our Gold Hope.
And you'd think as well, because that was over the mile, obviously, the step up in trip should suit down to the ground based on what we saw that day. So that is... I love it. Our Gold Hope, $81 to win, $9 to place in the Vinery Stud Stakes for the fillies.
Something.
I like it, Ali. we've got another shorty, obviously, in the Prelude with another Will, $1.90. Yeah. Looking outside it?
Yeah, probably. I mean, like I normally do, $1.90 if you fancy that price, I wouldn't steer you away. He's obviously another star in the making, and I had a chat to the team on Tuesday morning at Trackwork, and they mentioned that Jamie Carr says she's going to stick with this horse wherever he goes. She'll follow him around the world, so which she's done thus far. She's come up and trialled him, and then she was up here on Tuesday morning for the trials again, trialling Southport Tycoon. So another wheel at $1.90, obviously the real deal one to beat. Another one I like in that race though is Coin Toss, the Fairwater House and Adrian Botts former Singapore galloper. I think he won a Singapore Derby, actually, and they brought him out here and he ran behind Oban Buramai and the Golden Eagle last year, and he always was a horse that I thought would be better next prep, and that's exactly what Adrian Bott had said at the time, and then he came out and won at Canberra with, I thought, a little bit in hand and a little bit of improvement. So, again, just looking outside the favourite, I think another will our winner there, and a very, very winnable race for him, but Coin Toss, the one I like each way.
Who do you like at the Tab Australian Cup?
Oh, gee, I don't know. I like to watch it and stay out of it, I think.
I'm with a tissue.
Fair. She is perhaps the overlooked one always. Cascadia, I mean, you can never forget about poor old Cascadia, who just keeps running consistently. I think for racing, it's just a great clash, and it's exciting to have a really handy group of gallopers that we can watch there, and that's what I'm most looking forward to. I think selfishly I'd like Mr. Brightside to win, though.
Is there anything anywhere else, Al, across the weekend that you're keen on?
Yeah, so I think linebacker, there's been so much chat around this guy in the Bayou. He is, I think, the real deal. I'm a bit gun-shy on these two-year-olds after we all piled into Gatsby's, but he's trialled since. He had that really impressive maiden win at Hawkesbury. Really, he has checkered preparation for him of sorts. He got scratched behind the barriers at Warwick Farm when he came out on debut there. He didn't really do anything wrong. He just got his head through the front, so they scratched him. He came out at Hawkesbury and won super impressively, beating Bazusto, and there's been some pretty handy form around him. So linebacker I'm keen on at the $1.90, and I think he is a very impressive horse to follow. If you want something each way, the only query with him is perhaps at the trip, over 14, but he gets the blinkers on for the first time, and it is Odinson. I thought he was rattling home really well over 1,200 behind Holmesacourt in the Black Opal, and the blinkers on will certainly do the trick with him. The only query is the trip for mine, but he's $18, so each way we'll have something on him, but backing line backer there. Then who else was I keen on? I thought Kintyre was going really well there in race four. And then a couple today that I thought we might follow, not necessarily pile into, but there's a horse called Rubicans out of Catkins who's resuming off a really long spell. She's had about 353 days off. She's trialled very impressively. She was added into the Black Book in her trial. She was absolutely trucking through the line. I think it maps well for her. So we'll have maybe a little watch on Rubicans today. And then I actually texted Dave Pfeiffer this morning just to get an update because I selfishly wanted to have a bet myself on Over Ice today at Hawkesbury with the blinkers back on again over the mile. I think it'll hopefully sharpen her up. So 6.50 for her. I like her each way today.
What was her name again?
Over Ice.
Over Ice.
Yeah, just each way. She's 6.50 and just Dave seems to think that blinkers should hopefully sharpen her up over a mile assignment. Just get that little bit extra out of her for today at Hawkesbury.
Okay, for our listeners, I've just got the race and number for those two horses to keep an eye on today. So at Hawkesbury, race two, number seven. Race two, number seven, Rubicans, which is the $3.30 favourite currently with Tab. And race seven, number 12, Over Ice. Race 7, number 12, is currently $6 and $2 the place. You go and have a great Easter, Ali. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys. You too.